Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yes, this is Pittsburgh Works, and it does work. Homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. My buddy Ryan Shalaba is here, and you know, he's done just about everything when it comes to real estate, the buying, the selling, and yes, even moving today. So he's got it all going on. Listen, you want to really set some myths aside and put some facts out front about what you do and imitated but not duplicated. We're going to get to all of that. But I want to start off by talking about why I believe in each and every time you come here that more and more people are going in the direction of what you guys are doing and how you really are on the cutting edge. It's amazing to me to see how many people that go the traditional route. It really does come down to a time factor. It's not even so much, I think, about the money, because I'm hearing stories of people that have had their house on the market for years and, you know, pricing up, down, all around, trying to do everything, fresh coat of paint, different angle, curb appeal, and it doesn't work. So I think it comes down to everything, the no hassles, obviously, getting the cash, getting it done. But I think it really comes down to they just want to save time and they want to move on to the next step in their life.
Yeah, for most people, it's big weight on their shoulders, and you gotta, you know, get it off of there. But it's always good to be back. Like you said, yes, it is moving day. I think the last time we had talked, we had just bought the house that we were moving into. So we did a full renovation on the house, top to bottom, and really like the last 40 days. And so we've been moving in over the weekend.
See, but I know how your mind works because I really enjoy all the social media stuff you do. You got a lot of passion, wonderful significant other. But you're always learning from experiences, life lessons, and we've talked about your journey and how you've gotten there. And you're going to take this experience and you're going to be looking at people you're going to be working and associating yourself with. What have you taken away from this experience personally, remodeling and moving into a traditional house in a traditional neighborhood where you guys visit every day?
So what was so funny about it, even originally, right, the stress of moving, and they actually... they put out like these surveys over over the last few weeks that were saying like people would rather have, there was like 80% of people would rather have open heart surgery than move or spend 7 days in jail than move.
I'll move.
And yeah, I was like, I'll move.
Yeah, right.
I don't have that much stuff.
No.
But
you have a younger heart, you heal quicker.
But that's a lot of what, I mean, that's how people really think about moving. And so going all the way back to when I was starting to look for a house in general, our lease was ending May 31st, right? So I'm like, okay, I've got to line it up to where, you know, I don't buy a house too early and then I'm double paying on, you know, my rent and the mortgage. I can't obviously go beyond it. So I got to find something that I can move into. And just so happened to get lucky that, you know, things fall in line, right, with our grandparents' house. They were renovating up north, and so they had a timeline to hit as well. And it just kind of all happened to fall in place. And you know what I did? Hmm. I paid more for the house because the transition was going to be right. So I bought the house in April. I knew I'd have 45 days to renovate it. And here we are now, the 18th. My lease is up the 31st, and I'm moving in, right? So I paid more for the house so that the transition would line up because I'm busy. I got a lot of things on my plate. The last thing I wanted to worry about was that additional stress of it not working out, the stars not aligning, then have to go moving somewhere that I didn't want to be for how long. So like I paid more. And it's funny because on the front end of that, I think about the people that we help, right? So when we bought the house, I was like, wow, okay, now that that's off my shoulders, I can actually focus on getting into the house and things like that. But most of the time when we're buying a house from somebody, that is the most stressful part, is having all of the stars align. And so the uncertainty of going on the market and not knowing whether you priced it right, you know, or too aggressively to where it sells too fast, or you price it too high and it doesn't sell quick enough, right? So you have to price it right for then a buyer to come in. And then you have all of those contingencies to follow as well. So, you know, they have to do all of their inspections. They have to go line up bank financing. And all in all, you're looking at a 45 to 60 day time frame, but you still don't have a definite. And the way that I, you know, the reason why I know this is because we sell 55, 60 houses a year. And so we deal with the traditional home selling process. We list homes, we go through the inspections with new first and second time home buyers, and we sell those homes. So we go through it four or five times a month as well. And we can never nail down a closing date. From the day it says on the contract to when we actually close, that's, I mean, it's less than half that that date actually lines up. So, like, I've seen it, which is why what we do on the front when we're buying people's houses and saying, you pick the closing date. If you're moving, if your new place, you can get in on the 31st, well, we'll close on the 27th and then give you 2 or 3 days to move your stuff. So you have the cash in your pocket. You're able to make that transition. And then you still have a few days to move your stuff. And so that now you really have nothing to worry about transition wise. And like, so that's like one thing we do, obviously, as well, buying the house as is. We tell people, hey, take what you want, leave what you don't. So, I mean, I wish I could do that because I have a garage full of stuff right now. And I talked to the landlord. I'm like, hey, do you guys have a garbage pickup company or do I have to do it? And they were like, oh, yeah, the house has to be broom swept. And I'm like, well, crap, this is going to be another 2 truckloads of stuff for me that I have to worry about getting out. So, like, you know, we service that. So we say, leave whatever you don't want. Our trash company will take
care
of it.
You know how many people would love to hear that? Hey, by the way, neighbors, can we leave our stuff here?
That happens. I swear that happens, you know, sometimes. It happens. Because you know, we'll go in and I'm like, oh, this is a really nice house. And then we buy it and we're like, where'd all this stuff come from?
Well, look, I'm just so happy for you because I know how you and your significant other have really worked. And this is kind of a family thing because of the history of the house. And I just wish you a lot of happiness there. It's good to see a young couple who've got their ducks in a row and they're thinking positively about their future and they're doing things right. So that's a good thing. Now, listen, we're going to take a break and come back. But if you have any questions for this wonderful young man and what he does, please give us a call, 866-391-1020, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. You can reach them at 412-500-9057. Last thing before the break, because let's face it, I'm not a real estate professional. And I don't know really market value. I mean, I know I live in a house, and this house is nice, and that house is nice, and that house could be a little bit better, and that happens to be the house maybe that, you know, I live in. Has anybody ever called you and said, look, I'm just going to be honest with you, because you're going to say, what do you want for the house? Mm-hmm. They're just, look, hey, Ryan, I don't have any idea. What would a house in this condition, in this neighborhood, in this school district, this community, what do you think it's worth? Have they ever done that with you?
That's 9 times out of 10 how the initial phone call starts. Hey, who are you? What do you do? How can you help me? And what's my home worth? And that's what we dive into on that first 5 to 10 minute phone call. We always tell people, hey, we have licensed agents in the office, so I'm going to pull up the MLS. And what do you think homes are selling for in a neighborhood? Well, I have no idea. Okay, cool. Let's dive into it. And I'll tell them right off the bat, hey, renovated homes are selling for $200. Looks like homes in, you know, we call them grandma specials because they haven't been, you know, updated since maybe the 70s or 80s. They're selling in this price range, and then here's what the foreclosures are selling for. So depending on the condition of your house, I'm going to be somewhere in between foreclosure price and renovated price. Mm-hmm. It just all depends on the condition of the home. But I give them those price ranges, and then we say, hey, we're going to set up that 20-minute home tour. We'll come out, we'll dial it in, and if it's a win-win, great. If not, you're at least going to have a better idea of what your home's worth and the options that you have.
Listen, I got to believe they make the call. You guys show up. You go, yeah, okay, here. They're going to get the deal done because most people, just like moving day, they want to get it over and they want to get settled. And I think that's why it works with what you do. Homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, our number 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank, Instant Access, KDKRadio.com. Stay with us. More with Ryan Shalaba next. All right, you know, you and I were talking about where you're going from and where you're going to during the break. What about people that are looking to make the transition from where they're at, say within the city of Pittsburgh, to like the suburbs? My question is, did they ever say to you, do you have a house somewhere else that we could look at where you can actually do the deal on both sides and it saves them a lot of time?
So a lot of times people are really downsizing more than anything, or transitioning into like assisted living, or it's a second home. That they inherited, right? So it's really rare that like it's actually
you don't
never
have
happened.
Many people your age doing this,
right?
I got
so
you.
So yeah, so like the only time I could see it really happening is if there was a double dip on somebody had inherited a home and they were like, oh hey, you know, we were thinking about fixing this house up that we inherited and moving into it, but it's just not going to work. Can we sell this and then, you know, do you have an already renovated house that, you know, we could possibly buy? That's about the only time I could see that situation working on the buy and sell. But we do help people find new houses, whether they're looking to rent or if they're, you know, if they are looking to buy. Like, we've helped people make the transition beyond just buying their house. Because a lot of times too, you know, that's super stressful, right? Finding your next place to live.
Yeah, really. Absolutely.
And a lot of times too, it's not even like we're like holding their hand through the next home buying process. It's like, hey, here's a bunch of resources that, you know, we've pulled together, or here's people that can really help you. Because a lot of times, you know, people don't want to be like, they don't want to be sold on having a, you know, four or five realtors throughout their, you know, so it's just like, hey, here's some people that can help you. Here's some different, you know, maybe some different, I don't know what you want to call them, like apartment complexes or things like that, that are really nice that, you know, we have some relationships with. And so it's not like we're saying, hey, you got to come work with us on both sides. It's just like, here's some more options. Just trying to help.
You know? You got to check out what they do. Homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. Homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. 412-500-9057. You have a question for Ryan? You maybe want to consider using their services? Call us here. Get some free advice for simply a phone call. 866-391-1020. Now, you want to set the record straight. What's going out there in the marketplace? Go ahead.
So a lot of, ever since, and it's really, it's always been going on, right? The market's heating up. But what we've been seeing really as of the last year is there's an influx of new investors, right? An influx of what's called wholesalers or just middlemen out there that are going out, putting homes under contract with no real intention to buy them, and then going out and marketing for buyers and making a fee in the middle. It's, you know, perfectly legal to do so when you have a contract. You know, when you put the house under contract and you go and you sell your contract. What's been happening a lot lately, though, is that there's been basically unethical and unscrupulous marketing going on as far as people saying they're direct buyers, people saying that, you know, they have the intentions of buying the houses. So they put them under contract for prices that don't make sense for anybody. And then they'll come to us and try to make a fee in the middle. Now, what I wanted to do while I had some time was give some education out to the market and saying like, hey, here's some things you can look for in your real estate sales agreement that you're signing that'll give you some clues that you're not actually dealing with a direct buyer. Like when you look at our sales contract or our sales agreement, it says there's no inspections. There's 0 days worth of inspections that we're buying the house as is. There's no financing contingencies. The only thing that stops a deal from going through is if the seller can't produce clear title. And that's not even saying that it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen on that date. We have some time. We got to clear up title. When you look at wholesalers' contracts or just other investors' contracts in general, like if they have 7 to 14 day inspection periods or inspection clauses on there, if they have lines in there that say, you know, they got to be able to show the house as many times as they want, and, you know, or if they have like financing contingencies in there, then that's not a direct cash buyer. So you may, on paper, the deal may look better. Like if I'm offering you $70,000 and they're offering you $75,000, on paper, it looks better, but my 70 is a guarantee in that 21 days, just like we talked about, whereas theirs might be a 45-day contract with a whole bunch of escape clauses for, you know, an extra $5,000. So is that $5,000 even real? And most of the time, the answer is no. But like if I'm offering you 70, it's real and it's there. And there's no closing costs. There's no fees. There's no contingencies. Like I said, the house is as is. So like, it's about as old school handshake as it gets, to where like if you were like, you know, Rob, if you came to me and you're like, hey, I want to sell my house, and I was like, cool, I'll give you 70 grand for it, and we shook hands, like that's about as easy as it gets, because what I see is what I get. and I'm agreeing on a price and I'm agreeing on a time, and there's nothing else that needs to be known. You know, I don't need escape clauses. I don't need to get out because I'm buying the house. We have closed 100%. I'll say that again. We have closed 100% of houses that we've put under contract. And
that's a pretty good track record.
Yeah, because like we want to buy it. And here's the thing too. I'm not going to say that we don't wholesale, that we don't put homes under contract, and sometimes somebody comes in and steps in and we make a little bit of money in you know, in the middle. We do that. But the difference is that I'm going to fully disclose that up front to the seller when they call. I'm going to say, "Hey, Mr. or Mrs. Home Seller, you know, this really isn't up our alley, but I could tell you're in, you know, stressful situation. I'll come out, we'll take a look at it. If we can agree on a price, I'm going to push it out to my network and see what I can do for you. Does that sound okay?" And I let them know right up front what I'm going to do. Just like when we say, "Hey, the house, you're asking retail, the house sounds amazing. I'm going to go ahead and send Aaron out there and let's look at what we can get if we go on the market, because I don't know if it's going to make sense for our cash process." So it's just like, it's all about just having options and being honest with people and being upfront versus just trying to be slick.
Well, let's be honest. This is how you really earn your keep and make your bread and butter. It's what people think about you and how they tell their neighbors.
Yeah, because it's so much, I don't know. To me, it's so much easier to just be honest with people and say like, "Yeah, I don't want to buy this house. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not in my criteria. It's not in my wheelhouse, but I know a bunch of people that might want to buy it if we can get the price right." And I'm not making any promises, but I'm still trying to, you know, help them out. And like I said, if we're making you an offer and we didn't tell you right up front that this isn't our wheelhouse, we're buying the house.
I mean, what's the ratio for you guys as far as being able to get your deal done? I mean, as far as on the other side, because you have to have a good eye for what you're looking at, what inventory, to know that inventory is going to work for you, or you're not going to be able to have the opportunity to continue to do what you do.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, we've talked about it many times before. Like, our strategy is to be in, you know, median price point neighborhoods and good school districts, because that's desirable. First and second time home buyers in the lower price ranges, because no matter what the market is, like, people are always going to be able to afford that.
Mm-hmm.
Pittsburgh was just ranked like the number three most affordable market in the whole entire country. And so like, when you look at that in any market cycle, whether it's super hot or not, like, people are always going to be able to afford to buy, and you don't, so you want to stay where people can always buy. You know, it's, we used to do a lot more higher end investing, a little more risky stuff, bigger deals, and they were really, really nice houses. And then we said, you know what, how can we do more?
All right. We're going to pick up on some of the things that we've talked about before, because there's always new listeners, misconceptions about direct cash buyers, what to look for if you're going to work with an investor. This stuff really needs to be answered. And if you're listening and you've got a question right now, call us 866-391-1020 or call them at 412-500-9057, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. Listen, this young man kind of grew up in that part of the world where farming was a cool thing and tractor tans, what everybody was about, and he loves country music. And I got to give him a chance to talk about Garth Brooks, who he actually has seen in Philadelphia. And for the people, kdkradio.com/traffic, you're on your way, you're headed to town, tell him firsthand. He puts on, as I said earlier, no one's going to leave there saying they didn't get their money's worth.
No, it's unbelievable. Like you said, we were talking in the break. It doesn't matter if there's 10 people in a room or 75,000 people. Like, it makes you feel like you're singing right to you.
Yeah, I love the guy. Absolutely do. So I hope everyone has a good time. Hey, also, I love what you guys do. How did this idea, let's just kind of go back, because there's always that first person listening that's never heard you before, and you've piqued their interest, especially the busiest real estate market in the calendar year underway right now. So how did you end up going from racing dirt bikes and working in farm country to getting off that tractor, getting out there, getting into the workforce, and plowing out, no pun intended, this new career that really you have reaped the harvest because you've worked hard and you've really been successful at it? How did this start?
Well, if I go way back. No,
yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, go way back.
It's actually not even that way back.
You're too young,
you know,
to go
young
way
guy,
back.
Say, that's why I'm laughing. But no, I mean, graduating high school, you know, I guess, yeah, a lot of people know the story about my dad working with US Airways and going through the multiple bankruptcies and stuff, and life life kind of changing a lot as far as the money goes and the stress, and him having, you know, needed to pull in some extra income. And so him and I did that together by, you know, selling concert tickets and dirt bikes. We were flipping dirt bikes and lawnmowers and all kinds of stuff.
You were flipping other things other than houses, right?
Yeah. You know, and I knew what ended up, it was always really fun. I loved tickets. I thought that was like so much fun. This was right whenever Craigslist was really just coming out. And, you know, I would just go like a week before and I would buy, I knew what those tickets should be worth. And I would just go and scoop up as many as I could and just negotiate down and then go and make a, you know, make a nice cut. Reselling them day of, things like that, you know. But I never went down to the venues. It was all online. It was all verified through Ticketmaster and PayPal. And so, like, you know, we did it legitimately. And that was a lot of fun and made some good money doing that. And then those things kind of expanded, right? So getting into, I always had an interest in real estate. He had an interest in real estate. We had a lot of friends who were in, you know, investing as landlords or doing a couple of flips here. Like the guys that he worked with at US Air did it on the side. A lot of them did it. Still do it to this day. So I started working with a couple of them, and I was like, man, if these guys can do it, I can do it, you know? So right when I graduated high school, I went and I got my real estate license. And I was like, okay, this is an easy entryway into real estate. It's just to go get a license, do the, I think back then it was like 60 hours of, you know, classwork. So I did it in like 2 weeks. I did the 8 to 5. It was miserable. But I did it in like 2 weeks, took the test, passed it, got my license that summer right before I went to college. So I'm up at college and I was traveling back down on the weekends and trying to, you know, get my start, just like selling, you know, buying and selling houses, but as a realtor. And that was really rough. Like, I mean, it's, you know, everyone said it takes like 2 years of solid, just grunt work to really build up a referral business. And I didn't really like that. I'm like, man, this takes so much work to get started and, you know, to really not make that much money. You know, sell a $100,000 house after broker fees and everything, I was walking away with like $1,000. So like my real estate money just ended up being beer money on the weekends while I was at college. And I was like, man, they say, you know, 80% of America, you know, whatever, the world's millionaires were built through real estate. And I'm like, well, it's not $1,000 a deal, you know? So then, you know, just started talking more about real estate investing and learning about that. And then I went and my dad got me some tickets for a seminar for my birthday and traveled back down. We ended up investing with them. It was through Fortune Builders. And I have no shame about being mentored by a big box education company. I mean, I was really taken under their wing and they treated me right. And you know, I was one of the ones that took the information and put it into action. And so we got started together, and then little unknown story is that we got like 2 months in, and I actually I was in my bedroom, my office at the time, right?
Been there, done that.
And called my dad in, and I was like, "We need to have a talk." And he's like, "About what?" And I was like, "I gotta let you go." But it didn't really go like that. It's just kind of funny, romanticize it. But we had a conversation about just like the day to day operation and how he wouldn't take any risk. You know, he didn't want to market because he didn't want to outlay the money to bring back in, right? He didn't want to put houses under contract because we had to put down hand money. Didn't want to buy a house because we had to put a lot of money into it. So I was like, all right, you're out of day-to-day operations. Like, give me a budget and I'm going to go roll with it. I'll put my ticket money together, my speaker money.
And, how old were you here?
I had just turned 20. So it was like, I was 19. When I started, and then it just turned 20 at this point. This was in March of 2013. And so I was like, all right, you're out of day-to-day operations. Like, once we get rentals, you can run that side of things. He was like, all right. And then, bam, we took off. And then, you know, most people know I lost my dad in October of 2013 in a motorcycle accident, and then I had a real big decision to make as far as, like, well, how am I going to go about operating? I got, you know, I don't have a partner anymore and gotta go from there. And, so 2013, 2013 sucked at the end of the year, and 2014 wasn't much better. I just kind of started getting my feet back under me, and I was bouncing around couches, friends' couches. And one day, I was sleeping over at the Rego's house. I wonder if they're listening while they're at work, but I was sleeping in the Rego's house, and his dad comes down the stairs, and it was like 9:30, and I was hungover, and he literally kicks me, and he's like, "Are you going to get up off your butt today and make something of yourself, or are you going to keep sleeping on my couch?" That was the day.
And it changed. And listen, let me just kind of go back real quick. And by the way, homebuyers@pittsburgh.com. So you can see when you make the call, you're dealing with him, partner, his staff. These are real people who've seen it all, even if they are a little younger than you in life. And so you definitely want to reach out. If you want to get the deal done, you want to get moving on to the next chapter. And if you're in a situation where you need the cash, call them. Do it now. Leave your information, 412-500-9057, homebuyerspittsburgh.com. Listen, I came to the defense of those U.S. air workers years ago quite a bit, right here on the radio and elsewhere, because a lot of them were my friends and neighbors. And it was a terrific time for no one, because it was just so sad to see tens of thousands of jobs just disappear, stock going from literally close to $100 to nothing, pennies, okay, overnight. So I can understand why your dad was like, "I got cash in hand. I don't want to take any more risks, because after what happened to me at this age of my life, I don't want it to happen again." Thank goodness things have turned around. New brand, new life. A lot of folks are doing well now and just moving forward. But that was a tough time. But one thing that happened at that one moment in time, it created this. So I have to believe that every day you go to work and it just gets better. And it has been. Now you're doing seminars. You have to go back and say, "Thank you, Dad. I love you for what you did," because it really was the creation to what we now know as homebuyersofpittsburgh.com.
Yeah. I mean, it's everything happens for a reason, yeah. Good or bad.
Right.
It's what you do with it. And a lot of times it either drives people and pushes them to do great things, or it eats them up. And that was a decision that, you know, I made that day on that couch and said, you know, "I'm not going to let this swallow me up anymore." And so I appreciate the kick in the butt still to this day very, very much. And so it was still another year at that point before I met my partner, Arch. So right. I was Greenlight Homes back then, okay? And
that's a catchy name, by the way.
Well, that's a whole nother story I probably don't have time for. But the short of it is that the way that name came up was, I was like, okay, if someone sees one of my signs and then the light's red and it goes green, oh, they might remember me. They might remember me as Greenlight Homes.
Hey, it's better than red light stop.
I know.
Hey, listen, we're going to come back. I do want to pick up on some of the things that I alluded to during the break. But people need to understand who he is, what he is, and what molded him to make him what he is today. And I really highly recommend that you reach out and you meet his partner, you meet some of the people that work with them, and experience what a difference they can make and what they are doing and leading the market as far as what they do. Homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, 412-500-9057. Call that number directly now. Leave your information. They will get back to you. 412-500-9057, 412-500-9057. My guest, Ryan Shalaba, CEO, Urban Capital Group, homebuyersofpittsburgh.com. Okay, this is our final segment today, but he is coming back with us in June. He's also going to be making some appearances with Mr. Mangino on Thursday nights in the months to come. So keep listening and waiting for more information. That's good news. Buyer-seller coming together, getting it done, no hassles, and moving on with that cash in hand. Homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, 412-500-9057. Okay, misconceptions about direct cash buyers. Talk to me.
Oh, misconceptions. This is an old one, but a relevant one. Misconceptions are that, you know, we're going to come into their house and we can pay $70,000, but we're going to offer $30,000. That's not the truth. We're going to come in and we're going to show you everything. What houses are selling for, what we expect to get for it after we renovate it, how much it's going to cost us to renovate the house, how much money we need to make, therefore what we can pay for it. Everything's full disclosure from, again, the market report. We'll show you a whole deal analyzer and exactly how we're analyzing the deal. And what that number spits out is what we're going to offer you. And some people like that because, you know, they don't want to have to negotiate. I don't like to negotiate. I really don't. So, like, that's why I just tell my guys, I'm like, whatever we can pay, like, we're going to tell them right up front, this is when we make you an offer, this is what we can pay. And then some people still, you know, they love to haggle, you know, so, but I don't want to offer you 50 knowing I can pay 70, right? And then meet somewhere in between. Like, I want to just get it done. I'm trying to think, really, like I talked about before, as far as just looking at the sales agreements and the people that are coming in your door. Like, if you have a mom and pop coming in and they're making you a cash offer and they buy 4 or 5 houses a day, ask them where their funds are coming from. Okay. Have them show you a proof of funds. If you look at the real estate sales agreement and they have long inspection periods, or they need to get, you know, they need 2 weeks of showings, or there's financing contingencies in there, like, that's probably not a direct cash buyer. That's a middleman. So just, you know, some things to, I guess, help educate you as far as, like, selling your house to an investment company should literally be the simplest, easiest thing that you ever do when it comes to home selling. And if it's not, like, if it doesn't feel like it's going to be the easiest, then it's not our process. Because ours is, again, you pick the closing date. We're gonna handshake on a price. We're gonna write it into a sales agreement. There's no inspections. There's no contingencies. There's no escape clauses. Take the items you want. Leave what you don't. And we're gonna close on that day that you say, okay, I want to close. And we could do that in as little as 21 days. We've even beaten 21 days before. We actually did one in 9 days about a month ago. But the process was already started. The house was actually on the market multiple times. And the finance buyers just couldn't get it done. And I called the real estate agent and I said, hey, I see the house is listed for, you know, $135,000. I see it's gone in and out, of contract quite a few times. You're probably not going to like my price based on what, you know, you've had it listed for, but I'll make you an offer. And if the title work's already closed, I can close in as little as 3 days. So we made him an offer. I think we bought it for $107,500, and we closed in 9 days. And that was because we had to just get final lien certs from the borough, but we were able to do that. So, like, all different kinds of situations we can help with. If inherited properties, if you're behind on payments, if you're discharging from a bankruptcy, all different kinds of situations we can help, as far as transitioning into assisted living, things like that. Like, our process is built to make that easy for you guys versus, you know, make it beneficial for the buyers, because like home sellers, you know, we are home sellers too, and we get beat up every day as well. So we built that process out to be as easy as possible.
All right, let's move on now and talk about, you know, so what to look out for if you're going to work with an investor. That's an oldie but goodie too, and I think very relevant.
Yeah, I think it just goes back to the sales agreement again. You know, if someone's coming in the door and they're telling you that they're going to do the work themselves, or, you know, that they're a direct buyer, but they need 45 days to close or 60 days to close, and they have all of the escape clauses, like, they're probably lying to you. If they can't provide a proof of funds as far as cash in the bank, or at least a letter from a bank or a hard money lender, then they don't know where their funds are coming from. Like, we know where our funds are coming from. They're coming from cash in the bank, or they're coming from a private lender. And we'll show you that.
This is what it comes down to. If it's a price that you can live with, you've got the cash in hand, don't look up back in the rearview mirror. Move on and let you guys do what you got to do after that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, obviously, there's all kinds of things that we can educate people on. I think that this is an important segment to get some things out there, just because of how many different situations we've been dealing with lately that, like, people have been mimicking our advertising. They've even been mimicking our company name, pretty dang close to our company name, and then going in and people know it's not us because the process is different.
Well, you know what they say, imitation is the finest form of flattery, but yeah, it also means that you're the lead horse.
Yeah. Well, I'd rather them, flatter me and get out of the way and not try to copy our process as far and lie to people, do their own thing and do what they have to do and not try to be us, because we operate differently as far as, again, we have cash in the bank. We intend to buy. We have to buy houses. So, like, I don't know. I never operated in a way that wasn't truthful. Like, if I was just starting out, I would tell people
up front,
hey, I need 30 to 45 days to close because I have to line up contractors and I have to line up money. You know, I would tell people that, not say, oh, I can close this in 2 weeks and, you know, and then go try to sell the contract. Like, I don't know. It's just about being ethical.
Well, here's where I knew that you definitely have got your ducks in a row, as I was saying earlier. You said that, hey, I would tell somebody right up front, no, this isn't our cup of tea. This is not what we're looking for. It doesn't work for us. Thank you for the call. Thank you for your time. But
we might be able to help you out.
Right.
You know, but I'm going to tell you right up front, you know, hey, like
you said, or fiction, what you can do.
This isn't our wheelhouse, but I know three or four people that this is right up their wheelhouse. If we can come together on price, I can help you move this. So yeah, all different kinds of things. I think like, you know, you've alluded to a bunch of different times, like give us a call and look at our options.
Got a lot of options.
Yeah. You're going to talk directly to someone in the office. And very soon we're actually making a new addition to make our process even better. We are bringing our initial calls right in house. So our whole entire staff will be located in Pittsburgh because we were using, on the weekends, we're using the answering service, but for those initial calls, we did have an inbound caller from California, and so they were just gathering basic information. Now, we've brought the whole process in-house, so like when you call from the second you call, it's going to be as congruent as anybody could ever make it because we're the ones talking to in the office. I'm going to be sitting behind him. His name's Ryan too, but we got a bunch of Ryans and Brians, which is always funny. I'm going to be sitting right behind him and I'm going to be the one coaching him up to make sure that your experience is as good as it can get. Cause that's what's really important to us.
What's the market like right now?
Hot, hot, hot.
Really?
it's good. It is good. It's always good in the spring. We're seeing some different odd things that are happening in different price points as far as some price points slowing down, some speeding up. But, we're in it every day. Overall, like anything, a house is going to sell for the price that meets its condition. I mean, that's all it comes down to. Like, if your house needs $100,000 in work, it needs to be priced like it needs $100,000 in work, and it'll sell. Someone will buy it. But if it's priced way too high, then the market always talks. And that's one thing we always tell people. Like, the price has to match the condition, and it'll always sell.
All right, so somebody calls or goes to homebuyerspittsburgh.com. What happens after that? We got about a minute left, then we'll say goodbye.
So a 5 to 10 minute phone call. We're going to gather some basic information about the house and the situation. Again, see if it's in our wheelhouse. If it is something that's up our alley, we're going to set an appointment to come out, do a 20 to 30 minute home tour so that we can get you a cash offer right on the spot or at least let you know what the options are. That's one thing we will do. We'll get you an offer on the spot. And then if we can come to terms, if we can make it a win-win, we write up a sales agreement, send it over to a title company, and in as little as 21 days from that point, you can have money in your bank.
Happy moving day. You're a lucky man who definitely has everything that is good going for you because you've worked hard. So to you and your lovely other, good luck and enjoy the house, okay?
Yeah, we're going to try.
Have a little champagne tonight on me.
Oh, we'll be doing a lot of champagne tonight.
There you go. He's coming back with us in a few short weeks. But in the meantime, it's always good to see Ryan Shalaba, CEO of Urban Capital Group. That, of course, is homebuyersofpittsburgh.com, 412-500-9057. Here's that number again, 412-500-9057. 412-500-9057. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up, Get Well Naturally, and then The Raja Show as we roll on for this Saturday. Rob Pratt Saturday, KDKA Radio.